I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. I don't know if you're like me, but I feel like I can definitely relate to that image of fire this last week with the heat that we've been having. I was out yesterday, I don't know what possessed me to think this was a good idea, but I was out yesterday at around 5 o'clock, which, pretty much the hottest part of the day, deciding it was a great idea to go running for a little bit of exercise. I don't know if stress of the priesthood is getting to me or what. I don't know what possessed me to make that decision, but it was difficult to say the least, running out there in the heat. And I actually thought one or two times I was running here on the inner loop. I go, in the middle of my run, I was like, if I pass out, I wonder what it'll look like when one of the parishioners drives by and sees Father Joseph passed out there on the ground. It wasn't that bad, but it was pretty toasty out there. Interesting, as I was running today, I was thinking about my homily for this weekend and what to talk about, and I was drawn to the second reading where it talks about running the race, because I was running at the time. Paul to the Hebrews today says these powerful words about running and persevering in the race of life, the race of our spiritual journey to the finish line, which is eternal life, coming to the fullness of who we've been called to be as children of God, baptized in the fire of God's love for the world, which we heard about in our gospel passage today. I just want to read it for you for a second. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. Very powerful words. As I was running, I was thinking about, probably because of the heat, I was thinking about 4 or 5 years ago when I had the chance to finally try and accomplish a dream of mine for my life. For many, many years of my life, I really wanted to try and do an Ironman triathlon. If you know anything about an Ironman triathlon, it's like this huge, long endurance race. You swim, bike, and run. You swim for 2.4 miles, then you bike 112 miles, then you run a marathon at the end. And it was something I always wanted to do in my life to prove to myself that I kind of had what it takes. And I remember as I was running, I was thinking about that race, because when I did the race, it was the hottest day of the summer. We had chosen a race day and an event where they were saying, oh, it's going to be super cool, and it ended up being the hottest day of summer. And so the heat yesterday was reminding me of that. And also just to the difficulty of persevering in that race. I actually ended up finishing. It took me 16 and a half hours to finish. They give you one day to do it. So I was just under the cutoff. I was 30 minutes shy of the 17-hour finish time. If you don't finish in 17 hours, you get what's called a DNF, a did not finish, which is the one thing you don't want. Yeah. And it was a hot day. I remember that. It was so hot that about 50% of the field didn't finish, which there's usually a good 20% that doesn't finish a race like that. But because it was such a hot day, about 50% didn't finish. And I was thinking yesterday about these words from the second reading about running the race and persevering, and all that it took in my life during those 5 years I prepared for that race to be able to win the heat and the difficulty of basically nonstop exercising all day and doing it very vigorously. Was put in my face, I was able to persevere through the training I had done for 5 years. Basically, 5 years of my almost every waking moment thinking about and focusing on this race. Sometimes at times, probably too much. But to do a race like that, you have to do that. And I was thinking yesterday as I was running, and kind of the Lord kind of was speaking to me and challenging me. He was saying, Joseph, have you done that in your life with your relationship with me? With your faith? Have you focused and given your heart to me to that extent that when the race of life asks of you, it demands of you in the heat of the temptations and the difficulties and all that I'm asking you to do, and the people I'm going to entrust to your heart as my priest and as my son, are you going to be prepared? Are you going to run the good race, finish the fight? Or are you going to DNF on your faith journey with me? It's a powerful question that I was thinking about, and just realizing how I'm not at that point yet in my faith journey, where everything in my life is given over to the one ideal of, as we heard in that second reading today, having our eyes fixed on Jesus, the perfect perfecter of our faith. It's interesting that that section there also talks about leaving behind everything else for the sake of persevering, leaving behind our sin and our other concerns. Just like I had to do to prepare for this Ironman, I remember everything in my life changed. I had to change my eating habits, my sleep pattern, what I valued in life. You know, I had to let go of all my extracurricular activities because all my extra time was spent training, you know, to do these 6, 7, 8 hour bike rides to prepare for this race, and everything was focused on that. Have I done that in my spiritual journey? In reflecting on it, I don't think I'm there yet. I don't think I have the vigor and focus that all the saints in the church had had that allowed them to finish the race well. To be, we know for sure, through the miracles and the intercession, their presence alive in our life in this world, have made it, you know, to be at God's right hand, to have persevered, to be with the great cloud of witnesses, which is those who have given their life completely to Jesus. So today, I just feel like the Lord is challenging us. Do we possess that focus and fire? The fire that we hear about in our gospel passage today, which Jesus lived in every moment of his life. Because remember, he's the one who's the leader and perfecter of faith. So he's the model of having our eyes fixed on the thing that matters. I've come to set the world on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do we possess that fire and anguish which leads us to continuously look at our life and ask to be refreshed by the power of the Holy Spirit, God's flame of love alive in our life that will allow us to continuously persevere in our walk of faith? To when the heat hits us in life, temptations and suffering and difficulties, we continue to have our eyes set on the finish line. We can push through those difficult moments in the race of life. Maybe we want to offer three things that can help us to do that in our life, to abide in that fire which allows us to persevere. If we think back on my race, it's interesting, the spiritual journey is very similar to exercising or training for something. It takes repetition, it takes discipline, it takes having our life handed over to something else that's difficult. Exercising is life like that. So the first one is, are we giving time to Jesus? Just like I just put in tons of hours of training to be able to do that race. Are we taking time every day in good quality prayer? I learned in my exercising and preparing for the race, you could exercise all you wanted, but if you didn't do it right, it actually was detrimental to your training. If you weren't running the right amount of miles each day, if you didn't space out your training between the three disciplines, it was poor for you. If you didn't stretch before and after, you could actually, you know, hurt yourself. So are we taking good quality time with Jesus, with personal prayer every day, time of silence to sit with him? You know, if we're not doing that in our life, how do we begin? I remember when I decided to do the Ironman, that was the toughest part, was that first year. I was not a runner, and I remember going to a shoe store, running shoe store, not just a shoe carnival, but an actual, like, shoe running place, and sitting down, and the guy was like, well, what do you do, what do you run? And I was like, I have no idea. You know, help me, I want to do this thing. And so, you know, trying the different shoes, tell me all about it. I had to begin from ground zero. The first month was the most difficult. They say, you know, if you start running, you have to build up that soft tissue twist muscles in your muscles that allows you to kind of perceive the impact. So the first month is the most difficult. In our life of faith, where are we? And how do we begin anew to start to train and have time with Jesus so that we can have our hearts set on him? Also, does it define our whole week? Or is it just that 1 hour a week, that Sunday? It's interesting. First reading was about Jeremiah. These guys who are lowering Jeremiah into a cistern because they don't like what he's saying. He's calling them to repentance. And I think sometimes our relationship with Jesus can be like that, where we want to hear the truth, we want to be close to Jesus, but we only pull him out when we want to hear from him. You know, he's kind of like the Bible maybe that collects dust on the mantelpiece that only comes down occasionally, you know. We come to Mass on Sunday, we pull Jesus up out of the cistern, we hear from him for a little bit, and then a lot of time, the rest of the week, we what? Just lower him down to a place where we can just hear the dull rumble of his voice and not really hear him close to our heart. We don't want him close because if he's close to us, he pursues our whole heart, and that means challenging us, asking us to lay behind other things that aren't going to give us life. He knows that he's the way, the truth, and the life, and he wants all of us. So how do we give him quality time, not just on Sunday, but the whole week, valuing his love for us, putting those hours in so that we can persevere in the race of this life? Number two, how do we study, come to know Jesus more? In my time of training for the Ironman, I remember reading all these different articles. I had to learn how to run correctly. I remember having to learn how to eat during a 16-hour race. You know, how do you eat while you run? And how do you plan and get the right equipment? How do you learn technique for running up a hill? How do you learn how to push through a time that's really difficult when you're so exhausted? How do you mentally prepare your mind for that moment during the race that's going to come? In our life, are we studying our faith, studying who Jesus is and the beautiful richness of our tradition as a Catholic faith? When we're confused or in doubt, I don't know how these people run this Ironman. How do they do it? Do we just give up, or do we actually start studying? How do we do it? Do we ask other people who have done it before? You know, what do I need to do? How do I need to change my life? What is the truth that God is desiring to give me? So I have it here, so that I can choose it here when the time comes. So all during my Ironman race, I remember recalling all these things I learned during those difficult moments, which helped me to get through those moments during the race. Study. Do we study our faith and allow Jesus to transform our life by getting to know him more? And then finally, do we allow the community of faith to strengthen us in our journey of faith? So during my Ironman journey, I quickly learned that I couldn't do it alone. I had started getting involved in some local running groups. I actually had a trainer for a short period of time because I had never done it. I needed people who had walked and done the race before who could strengthen me and encourage me and bless me and say to me, Joseph, this is possible. You can do it. You know, you're 5'2", you have a club foot, a deformed foot, but you can do it. I believe in you. You know, do this, this, and this. In our walk of faith, do we turn to the community of faith? You know, our brothers and sisters in Christ, people of deep faith in our family, you know, the priests, the deacons, the leaders of our church, you know, here the ministry leaders, do we turn to them and ask for strength? And do we also play our part in the community of faith to strengthen others who are weaker than us, maybe farther back in the race, needing that encouragement so that all of us may persevere and be one with Jesus Christ in eternal life among the witnesses in the clouds of heaven? So we ask for that grace today to be renewed with the fire of God's love for us that allows us to persevere in the race of this life and to know Jesus' presence with us as we study, pray, and live with his love as community of faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.